When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Hi there, my name is Ishmael Ozan, and many of you know me as the Dane County District Attorney, but I am also a husband and a father of two young girls. Today I am asking you to make the choice my wife and I made, to not use physical punishment with our children. Many of us are not aware that over 16 years ago, the American Academy of Pediatrics urged doctors to recommend that parents not use physical punishment on their children. Today, over 100 years of research on children and families supports this recommendation. Look, well-meaning parents may use physical discipline intending to teach their children to make good choices, but we now know that physical discipline actually leads to more disobedience and aggressive behaviors in children. We all want what is best for our kids. Today, we now know what is best for kids is parenting based on respect, mutual understanding, and logic, rather than fear of physical pain. Please join me in learning more about positive parenting and creating a violence-free home.
Paid for by the Dane County District Attorney's Office with support from UW Health American Family Children's Hospital.
Welcome to another podcast at SlysOffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers. Also want to thank some of our local great sponsors like AMS. Also want to thank the friends at Madison Computer Works and SNR Remodeling. So we haven't done crazy talk for a while. Me bad. I've got to do these more often because they're very popular. And for good reason, we've got a lot of people who are crazy out there. Today's first contestant usually wins crazy talk, but believe it or not, he only comes in fourth place today. We start out with conspiracy nutball Alex Jones, who was very angry about J-Lo's appearance at the Grammys. First of all, he doesn't even know who she is.
Get into some of the people freaking out and flipping out at the Grammys. Here it is.
This is precisely the time when artists go to work. There is no time for despair.
Stop. Back it up. Who is this tart? I forget who she is. J-Lo. So again, giant corporate people make hundreds of millions of dollars, up there with her perfect manicured everything. All the leftists run these big foundations where 1 or 2% of the money goes to the Africans, and they hoard the money for themselves, like the Clintons and Oprah and all the rest of it. And then she's up there, oh, and we just got to do something. We're so oppressed. It's all so horrible. Let's critique this. It's so terrible. In Trump wants to build factories for poor people. He doesn't want to bring people in from Somalia, where women are sold on slave blocks. Why don't you go to Somalia for 5 minutes, lady? You'll be gang raped so fast, it'll make your head spin.
Oh, that was nice. That was nice. What she had to do with Somalia, what she had to do with, never mind. Money not going to Africa. I don't quite get how he jumps, but I think there's a little synapse problem there. All right, number two today. One of the squarest men in the world, and he literally harvested a career out of being square and really, 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 really goofy. Todd Starnes, he's on the Fox News Channel's radio network, Fox Right Wing Radio, okay? Poor Alan Combs had to share network space on the air with people like this, although, frankly, it brought Alan some great callers because they were all wackadoodles. This is Todd Starnes, and he was speaking to that CPAC convention a couple weeks ago. Listen to this. He'll extol the virtues of Donald Trump.
For the past 8 years, Americans, we've been told that we are the problem, that we are not a Christian nation, that we are not an exceptional nation. Our traditions and our values have been ridiculed and marginalized. We were mocked by Hollywood and dismissed by the academics, marginalized by the mainstream media. But all that changed on Election Day when a man who promised to defend religious liberty, a man who promised to make America great again, became our president. Now, President Reagan said that we're just one generation away from losing our freedom. One generation away. Last year, last November, we came very close. Franklin Graham said we were at a moral tipping point. But I believe that God saw fit to give our nation a second chance. I don't think he's finished with us, folks. My fellow countrymen, we are surrounded. The cultural bullets are flying. The enemies of freedom are advancing, and the time has come for all of us to stand resolute. You say, Todd, I'm not a fighter. Well, there ain't no such thing today, Sonny, because we are freedom's last line of defense.
Sonny? What the hell? Who talks like that? Okay, so God is giving America a second chance because the Electoral College selected a man whore from New York who's made a career out of ripping people off and is now cozying up to a dictator from Russia. Yeah, Todd, there's a really good reason we make fun of you. You're a big, giant loser. All right, now we go to the runner-up today on Crazy Talk. Wayne Allen Root is, he's another one of these pieces of work. He is a big Trump supporter and goes on a lot of religious shows. He's a businessman of some sort, but listen to his analogy here as he's going to try to get greedy and pollute the environment. This is what he thinks about. Well, you'll get it. Here we go.
At every job for 30 years. But the end result is I, the small businessman, say there's only one thing that makes me happy and makes me open a business, makes me create jobs, and that is a president who appreciates business people, who doesn't put us down, who doesn't call us miserable names, who doesn't think the 1% are horrible people, who doesn't say, you didn't build that. It's really about psychology. And we have a guy now who I know loves and appreciates businessmen and women. We have a guy who wants to dramatically cut business taxes, dramatically cut personal income taxes, dramatically cut regulations, kill Obamacare, and kill climate change legislation, and kill, hopefully, I hope, part of Trump's agenda is to kill the IRS. No one's ever going to get rid of them, I guess. But certainly you can defund them as much as possible. If you don't give them even a raise, they just have to fire employees or lay people off or not replace people. And so there won't be as many audits. There won't be as many IRS intrusions into our lives. So, I mean, you put that entire group together. Believe me when I tell you, it makes businessmen get up in the morning and smile. You know, I don't want to make any lewd analogies, but when you have a wife who makes passionate love to you every day, 7 days a week, don't you get up? All men get up and smile. My wife's going to make love to me. When you have a wife who hates you and you sleep in opposite bedrooms, guess what? You wake up in a bad mood.
Now we know what Wayne Allen Root thinks about when he's making love to his wife or whoever. Think she's a satisfied woman? You know, there's no greater turn on than cutting people off Medicaid. No greater turn on than polluting the environment. No greater turn on than cheating on your taxes. You bet. Those are all aphrodisiacs. Okay, so Wayne Allen Root. Okay, we got a real doozy today. And if you happen to be Jewish, I think you're really going to enjoy this one. This woman is Cindy Jacobs. She is an evangelical, sort of preacher of prosperity. She's not kind of innocent like Joel Osteen, who's just Mr. Smile and Saccharin. This has a little darker edge to it, but she was speaking, and holy smokes, wait till you hear what she says about Jews.
The Bible verse to you about us. If you are born again, according to Romans 11:17, it says, but if some of the branches were broken off and you Gentiles, that's us, being like a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among them to share with them the rich root of the olive tree. Now that's, again, typology. What is symbology? What does that mean? It means that what the Jews have, we have. However, we have more when we're in Christ because the Holy Spirit is inside us, empowering us to do the good works we're called to do. Yeah. Amen? One of the things I believe that's going to bring a great harvest of Jews is the Christians becoming so profoundly wealthy. And I'm not going to read it to you out of Romans 11, but it goes on and it talks about that. That it's going to make them jealous. The wealth and the riches that we're able to attain is going to make them jealous. Yeah. Do you think our poverty is going to make a Jew jealous? No. Come off it. No. We are meant to prosper. Why? Because they understand in their culture that obedience to God brings blessing.
I guess guess the lesson for the congregation there that day was, I get to be a greedy bitch because that'll bring some Jews along because they're greedy. Yeah, that's nice. Nice stereotyping. That's a beautiful way to bring face together. Stereotype another religion, rationalize greed, and codify it in some stupidity. You wonder, people are going, you people live in big cities. You just are just so condescending to people that have a faith and live in the South and people that live in rural America. You're just so condescending. You don't understand them. You're right. I don't understand them. I don't understand how many awful people that live in this country use God to get wealthy. And that is our crazy talk today.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
You know, we work hard every day. In mills and mines, hospitals and schools, in office buildings, pharmacies and shipyards, factories and forests, in squad cars, ambulances and taxicabs. We do all kinds of jobs in Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and all across the United States and Canada. We build the things that build our country. We do things that keep our country going, support our families and our communities. We have the courage to stand up even when no one else does. We have the strength to fight for what's right, for our families and for yours. We're your friends, your neighbors, your sisters and brothers. We're more than 1 million members strong. We stand in solidarity with workers in every continent on the globe. We're the United Steelworkers Union, and every day we fight for you. Please join our fight. Visit usw.org or like us at facebook.com/steelworkers.